I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Stomp.
Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce.
DJ.
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here. And like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Gimme a Beat, Radio Laura, of course, 97.5 megahertz. Or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch. And then as soon as you land on our page, you can click on a web radio and listen to me right now. It's October, and as usual, last few years in October, I am bringing to Gimme a Beat the impressions of a Zurich Film Festival. This is really logical because the festival is always happening at the end of September and beginning of October. So basically around this time or until we get to my show, I usually have some interviews that I want to share and just an overall impression of the festival. To remind you, Zurich Film Festival is the second largest festival in the German-speaking world. It happens over 11 days in autumn. As I said, usually end of September, beginning of October. It was first held in 2005 and very quickly has established itself on the national and international film festival scene. I think that the formula for Zurich Film Festival is really a mix of attractive locations and a great selection of the movies and all these side events that has as well as masters or music competition or special editions for kids and few others. For me, I remember the first time I started reviewing the festival, which was only a few years ago. For many, many years, I attended the festival from time to time, few movies there and there. But then at one point, I start realizing that their program or the female focus program is really great. And that year, I decided to review it. That was 2017, and I've been reviewing every year since. Of course, since I'm living in Zurich and in the town, and it's very easy for me to get to the festival locations. But I remember in the beginning, I read in one of the booklets that we received the few basics for a successful film festival. Content is a king, collaboration is key, and encounters among creative folks are essential. And really, I have to say, over the years that I've been reviewing the festival keeps always focus on these basics. And that's why for me, it's kind of unmissable event here in Zurich. This year, the festival attracted 130,000 visitors, slightly less than previous year, but still super impressive. A total of 150 films were screened. 52 of them were world or a European premiere, and that is more than ever before. And there were many stars attending: Jessica Chastain, Ethan Hawke, Mads Mikkelsen, Diane Kruger, and they also received the awards for their achievement, for their work as actors, directors, etc. I usually see lots of movies. I really have to say, I never managed to attend any of the galas or green carpets. I usually try to get to the master sessions, and this year I attended the one with Diane Kruger. That was really a phenomenal session. And the rest of the time I spent in the cinema. So from that perspective, I usually see around 30 movies. This year I've seen, again, a little bit more than 30. And of course, I'm not able to review all of them because I usually post the reviews on my social media. So for anyone following Gimme a Pete Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/stop.gimmeabeat, you probably read some of my reviews and hopefully you watched some of the movies that I consider the highlights. So what I do and what I will do this year, I try to review at least the highlights. And most of the time I do this after the festival, because obviously during the festival, I'm mostly in the cinema watching the movies. And since many of these movies are actually having premieres only at the later point, that I don't consider a big deal. It gives you an idea of the good movies. And I usually provide more information so you can find them. If nothing else, you can just Google them and find them where they're available. Now, this year, I actually have so much material. And when I say material, I mean interviews with the female directors and actresses. And from that perspective, I actually decided to break Zurich Film Festival review show into the two. So tonight's show called Part One. I will be focusing on two movies, and then in the show following up in November, Gimme a Beat, I will be focusing on the other two. So to start with, in the first part of my review happening tonight, I will be focusing on two movies, Vault Woodland, a movie written and directed by Elizabeth Charang. The storyline is inspired by a Doris Necht novel with the same name. And this is really an amazing movie. I am hoping that it will come back to the cinemas because it's really one of those movies you should see with a cinema. The photography, the scenery, the nature is just amazing. And not just the nature, but the way how the main actress, Brigitte Hobmeyer, is captured in that nature is really, really impressive. I was amazed by this movie and I keep on recommending it. And a few of my friends actually followed my advice and went to see it. And they also shared my opinion. But you know, movies are a very personal thing. And sometimes they really get to you and sometimes they don't. So I'm just suggesting this movie being my highlight. So I would recommend to go and see it. But of course, it's on you to make a decision if this is something that you like. The movie is about Marianne. Marianne is an award-winning journalist whose life really changes abruptly when she sees a terrorist attack. And in order to heal, she leaves the city and she goes back to her family's old country house surrounded with a beautiful woodland. I really love how Elizabeth captured Marianne's healing process. And I love how her inspiration of the book she combined with her own traumatic experience. I'm not going to give up too much because through the interview, you will hear what we talked about. And as I mentioned, I post few of the reviews of my highlights, and this is my highlight. So you can actually go to a Facebook page and read the whole review. But in my reviews, I always try not to reveal everything so that I leave you a space to go and experience the movie without having a background story, because that, I believe, is always the best way to experience any movie. And now, if you happen to be in Vienna tonight, 16th of October, I would suggest that you go and check out the movie because it's screened in a Gartenbau Kino with presence of Elizabeth Charang and the musician Hania Rani. Hania Rani is the Polish pianist, composer, and singer, and she actually did the music for the movie. So on top of this movie being really phenomenal from the perspective of just photography and scenery and the storyline, choice of lead actress and the rest of the cast, it's actually really impressive from the perspective of the music. This is something I immediately noticed. And unfortunately, I couldn't find all the music from the movies, but I will actually play some of the songs and I will play some other music that Hania Rani did for the other projects, because honestly, amazing musician. I discovered Hania now through the vault, but her catalog is really impressive and I'm sure you will like it as well. So this will be the first part of the show. In the second part of the show, I will be focusing on a movie, Dead Girls Dancing, a graduation movie from a director who also wrote the script, Anna Roller, and I will tell you about that a little bit later. But now let's start with the interview with Elizabeth and Brigitte, and a bit of music in between from Hania Rani.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Scharang. I'm director and screenwriter. I'm sitting here at the Zurich Film Festival and you're listening to Give Me the Beat.
So I love the movie. You always read about the movie, but you never really know what to expect.
It was just mesmerizing. The photography, you know, the way how the whole pictures are done, and also the story. Very, and you were amazing, Brigitte, really.
Thank you very much.
And so the movie is inspired by the book, but what did you take from the book and what did you bring of your own when you were writing the screenplay?
I think what's still in the film from the book, it's, I would say, the soul, some kind of the soul of this book, because it's, you know, it's an inner monologue, so it's not written in scenes, there are no dialogues in this book, so it's anyway, it's not really useful, you know, for writing a script on it. So it was just this moment of this woman in this house, and it's not, you know, the romantic kind of escaping. And I think this is still in the film.
Yes.
And the author, Doris Knecht, she didn't read the script. She didn't want to read the script, mm-hmm. but she saw the movie. And I think we very much,
one artist giving her heart, another artist. For me, from the outside, when mm-hmm. I see it, I thought this is one of the biggest presents.
Yeah.
Doris Knecht, she gave Elizabeth this piece of her heart, and Elizabeth made it bigger, and not bigger.
You made it your own.
Yes,
I made it my own.
But in such a true and künstlerisch, artistic way, which I really, really adore, to see what is happening there, how they make the both of you make each other bigger.
You know, the interesting thing is when people ask me, is it your most personal film? I wrote the book myself, the script, and I didn't really see that it's very personal till almost the end of the shooting. Really, it was this
it's
scene.
So funny that you say that.
Yeah, it was this scene, you know, where we were shooting this dialogue where Franz is telling, Marian is telling Franz what actually really happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember this situation so well because you were some kind of, I didn't know really what was wrong with you this day.
I think I was tense because I sensed you were tensed, and I thought, Elizabeth is different, but how can I work? And then Franz, Johannes Krisch, he was different. And I thought, we always are on the same level. We have the same rhythm, but now it is like, it's like so going into different, into other ways. Mm-hmm. And then we had
I asked Brigitte to go out and have a talk mm-hmm. Before we were shooting the scene, because I felt that she's really tense.
Yes.
And then she said, you know, I'm playing or telling a story
and this story happened to you, and you are in this room, and I know this, and this is really not easy for me. And
no, you can do it. You can only do it wrong. You can do it. I can do it really exactly like it was for Elizabeth. Then it would be so hard for her. I can do it in my way or in another way, and it's like, but it's not my way. So it's like I can only do it wrong. So it, there had to be some kind of. It was no explosion, but we had to cry, huh? We were lying
it
in.
Had
in
we had to. We had first.
To. Yeah. We had to let something go, so that the two of us can create our.
Yeah. Your own. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it was so funny that I needed so long to understand that actually the sentence, this is just the place I want to be in this house with these people, it's my sentence.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Brigitte Hochmeier. I'm an actress and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
I also thought it's very interesting because I really feel we all carry some kind of a trauma from different things. And the movie made me ask myself, what is the breaking point for each one of us? Like, we have this strong journalist who traveled the world and everything. And then one thing happened and she was not even hurt, but it affected her like nothing else. And so it really reminded me how fragile we are and how we don't know when this will happen to us.
And it's like, today I've seen it again. I thought, like, she says, if you say, I was not hurt, so how can you heal?
Yes.
So, and if you do not allow yourself to accept that you were hurt, you do not allow yourself to heal. And it's going on and on and on.
It's also what I liked is unconventional way of healing is the way of healing that worked for her. Yes. I mean, personally, I would do
same.
I would go into the woods, spend some time alone, and that would be probably my way of healing. And that's why I could also relate to the movie.
I was so proud of us that when he said, but then when my husband says to me, you have to go home with me and get real professional help. And I'm looking at him and I am so, you do not understand anything.
Exactly.
I do not need another person to heal me. And exactly. I really like this moment so much. And I do not really know when I think back if I really wanted to play this or if this just happened. But I really like the scene. Like,
no, I really remember that. And I was thinking the same. That's why I'm saying this. So how did you cast Brigitte? Did you have her in mind when you were writing the screen book?
Yeah, I actually did not cast her. I wanted to work with her for many years, and this project, you know, was really written for her. There were several reasons. One reason is I wanted to see her in the role of a strong modern woman. You very often play historical roles because of your, you know, face, and you can put her face in the 1600th century and so, you know, and I wanted to have her as a current person, you know, as a current strong woman. And the other thing was that I knew that I would like to make a film where you don't have so much dialogue and words at the beginning for 15-20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And for a role like this, you need an actress who can be in front of the camera. She doesn't need words. I really thought you feel comfortable alone in front of the camera. I mean, we had her in almost every scene, and the first 2 weeks she was the only actress on the set, and it was always okay. And you have really to find the right person for this. And of course, she has this very, very special look, you know, with the skin, this hair,
yes.
The colors. It's her colors.
So you kind of blend, but you also stand out from the nature. It's kind of funny, right? Visually, it works perfectly. But how was it for you? I mean, it's amazing that somebody's already thinking of you when they are actually writing the movie. So did you say immediately, I'm doing this? Or did you have to organize your other schedule? How was it for you to join the project?
It took a long time. We had some books. To every book I said, yes, I want to play it. And then Elizabeth says, yeah, let's wait. Perhaps there is another
just
book
coming. To explain, I think I had 20 drafts.
Okay.
You know? And I mean, Brigitte was very patient with me.
And it's not patience. It's like it's a gift. I was not writing with Elizabeth the books, but I was allowed to be part of it and be there. And this is a gift for me. It's a gift that I was allowed from you to be part of it. Then it was, you know, like it is in, with movies. We say we shoot now, then the pandemic was coming, then we shoot now, or we don't shoot, or do we have the money now, or we have to wait for the next money. So it was like, yeah, we will do it. We will do it. We will get it. So it was like everything in this film, like the nature. It came when it had to come. There was the snow came when it had to come. So it was like a little bit magic, I really think.
You know, it was very comfortable for me because during the pandemic, when we were shooting, almost all the actors and actresses, they didn't play theater. Mm-hmm. So they were just available for me, you know.
Yes.
It was just great. We had almost all the people there. And so this was also the possibility, you know, to say, oh, you know, tomorrow it will rain, so just let's switch the scenes. Very often you can't do this because you don't have the actors there.
Yes,
you know.
Sun is gone, and every single blast of hope. Oscar.